Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer lead for this Thursday, 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some trust in chariots. And some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is the Lord who reigns. He is robed in majesty and armed with all power. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Giving honor and praise to God, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Bishop Eric and K. Clark, Pastor Lenore, all who are on our prayer line service this morning, especially those that may be joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. All right, at this time, we're going to go into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Bronson. Are you there, sir?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you this morning.
Amen. Amen. First, giving honor to God who's ahead of my life and to our leader, Bishop Eric and Kay Clark. Giving honor to all that are on the prayer line this morning. So glad that you are giving God your first fruit of your time. My prayer topic this morning is cultural preservation, which is a tough topic for me. So hopefully my prayer isn't too short on the topic, but last week I turned 38 years old, and as I was preparing to pray this morning, I realized that I will be a black man for 40 more years until I possibly transition, you know, statistically, but I will be a son of God into eternity. With that realization, my goal is to, number one, is to be saved, to be a, and then be a black man after that in priority, if that makes any sense. So when it comes to cultural preservation, you know, especially with the loss of that conservative speaker, he said some things that got under my skin, definitely, as a black person. But at the same time, I want to make sure that people know me as a child of God first, that I'm exhibiting the nature of Jesus Christ. And, you know, when it comes to cultural preservation, my desire is that that culture of being saved, of being whole, of being a child of God is my priority. So that's really where my prayer is coming from. Let's read Galatians 3:26 through 28 and Colossians 3:1-4 to get a better idea, and we'll pray about it. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. So once we are in Christ, the lines that we have created, whether they are cultural, whether they are financial, whether they are status, whether they're even gender, as he mentioned, what the issue is, our spirits, we are one in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:1-4 says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth, where you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. I want to live a life that qualifies me to share in his glory as a son, as a child of God. Let's pray about that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to run to you. and receive grace and mercy in our time of need. We thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for identity. You made us for a purpose, on purpose, with purpose, full of purpose. You have placed us in certain communities, in a society. You placed us where you can use us most, where you can challenge us, where you can grow us. And Heavenly Father, even though we find challenges within these circles, we know that you can cause all things to work together for us because you love us and because you have a purpose for us. The Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you will open our eyes to see the eternal realities, the heavenly realities. Help us, Lord God, to grow stronger even through the challenges that we've been placed in. Lord God, we know that we live in a country that has not preferred our specific culture at certain times, but has actually held us back, has hurt us, has injured us, has removed us from our origin. But even through that, Lord, you have placed us here to be lights, lights in a dark world. Lord God, we pray right now that if anyone has experienced any of these hardships, whether it was not getting a job because of their skin color, not being able to live in a certain place because of their skin color, getting turned down for loans because of their skin color, I pray, Lord God, that you will heal that hurt. Your word says, even as Minister Andre quoted, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Our trust is in you ultimately, not even in the people that are around us. Help us, Lord God, to find our identity in you. We thank you, Jesus, for coming and breaking down the barriers. We thank you, Jesus, for going to the people who were often looked over or even marginalized. You made time to speak to the woman at the well, even though she was an outcast in her society. Even though she went to go get water at a time where most people would have gotten theirs already, even though she was a woman that had six husbands already, you found time to speak to the one that people threw off. We thank you, Lord God. There was the story of the leper where he asked you to speak a word, but you touched him, even though he was, quote unquote, unclean. You healed him of his disease. You forgave him of his sins. And you made him whole. We thank you, Lord God, that you are preaching the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted. You're going after the ones that society threw away. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Jesus, for being a model of what it looks like to truly break down barriers. So, Lord God, I pray that you will allow us to do the same thing. Allow us, even through our hurt, even through our pain, to not just be the bigger person, but to truly act as the kingdom citizens that we are, because it is our desire to be kingdom citizens, even into eternity. Help us, Lord God, to see this as our reality. Help us to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in a place of honor at God's right hand. Help us to think of the heavenly things and not just the things of earth. We thank you, Jesus, once again for dying for us so that we can have this life that is hidden in Christ, in God. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now for those, once again, who are hurting because of these cultural divides. We pray for the ones that are on the left, that are on the right, that are in the middle. And Lord God, I pray that you will forgive us for choosing our side over choosing wholeness for the whole, instead of choosing the best for the whole. Forgive us for this team mentality that we developed or even had to develop for self-preservation. But I pray, Lord God, that real revival will break out, that your spirit will fall upon us, and that we will work into the unity that you've called us in. Even in John 17, Jesus, your last prayer was that we would be one just as you and the Father are one. move us into oneness, move us into unity, move us into wholeness, because the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are the flock under your care. We thank you, Jesus, for coming to remove those lines. And I pray that the fulfillment of that occurs in this generation. We want to be the generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. So give us clean hands, a pure heart. Forgive us for lifting our souls to vanity. Forgive us for anything that we've spoken, Lord God, that isn't according to your word. And help us to be the people that you are calling for, the chosen generation, the peculiar people, God, people of God's own possession. Forgive us for putting culture and race before our relationship with you. Because I don't have an African-American spirit. You didn't only come for African-American skin. But your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank you that I get to be a part of the whosoever. I thank you, Lord God, that you are calling us even higher, calling us higher, calling us higher. I want to be a part of the blessed people. I want to be the blessed people to be a blessing. I want to have the blessing of Abraham. I want to be called a child of God. I want to be called a son of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of sonship. And I want that spirit to be the priority of my life so I can once again set my affections on the things above, not the things on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Thank you, Minister Bronson. Great job. I was wondering how you was going to deal with this topic. I saw it. I said, wow. But you did a masterful job, and we thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your insight. We thank you. I want to be a son of God into eternity. Yes, yes, yes. Take me from this life to the next life. Thank you. Yes, Lord. God's glory. I want to be assured God's glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Bronson, for your prayer. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. New declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I am going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing and to be a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Thank you, Jesus. We are looking for prayer leads and hosts. If anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, you can contact you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. You can leave a message, and someone will get back with you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go right into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Barry. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, son.
All right. Good morning, saints. Such a pleasure to pray with you all again this morning. I'm not going to spend too much time with you other than the normal time that I spend. So bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you today as one body, one family in Christ, lifting our voices together in prayer. Lord, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and every leader on earth ultimately serves under your authority. Father God, you set up rulers and you remove them. You see the hearts of kings and presidents, pastors and governors, teachers and parents. Nothing is hidden from you. Lord God, as your people, we admit that we don't always know how to pray for our leaders. Sometimes we feel confused, sometimes divided, and sometimes discouraged. But today, we ask for your guidance. Teach us how to pray in a way that honors you. Teach us to pray not from fear, anger, or pride, but from faith, love, and truth. Dear God, you command us in your word to pray for kings and for all who are in authority, so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in godliness and holiness. So we come in obedience. We ask not only for wisdom and leadership, but for your protection over them. The kind of protection that comes from your hand alone. Lord God, we pray for that physical protection over our leaders. Keep them safe from harm, danger, and violence. Guard them from accidents, illnesses, and attacks. Place your angels around them, Lord, to shield them on every side. For presidents, yes, I said presidents, governors, mayors, senators, and representatives, we pray that you would be their fortress and their strong tower. For pastors, teachers, coaches, and community leaders, we ask that you would surround them with safety. Protect their homes, protect their families, and their places of work. Lord God, there's so many threats in this world, seen and unseen. We ask that you cancel every plan of the enemy against them. Disrupt any scheme meant to destroy them. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. May the blood of Jesus cover them and keep them from harm. Father God, we also pray for mental protection. Leaders carry heavy burdens, decisions that affect thousands or even millions of people. Their souls are on their shoulders. The pressure is overwhelming, and the attacks on their minds can be relentless. Guard them from anxiety. Guard them from depression and fear. Give them clarity of thought when confusion surrounds them. Silence the lies of the enemy that whisper discouragement or deception. Lord God, your word says that you give us a sound mind and not a spirit of fear. So we pray that our leaders would think with sound judgment, clear vision, and wisdom from above. Keep their minds sharp, focused, and fixed on truth. Protect them from manipulation, false information, and destructive influences. Lord God, leaders are also vulnerable in their hearts. Pride, anger, greed, and temptation try to keep in and take over. But we know that out of the heart flow the issues of life. So we pray for protection. Keep their hearts pure, soft, and teachable. Guard them from bitterness when criticized. Guard them from arrogance when praised. Guard them from corruption when offered power, money, or influence. Father God, fill their hearts with compassion for the people they serve. Guard them, give them courage to stand up for what is right, even when it's unpopular. Place your love in them so they lead with justice and mercy. Protect their hearts from the weariness that comes from constant battles. Renew them daily with hope and strength. Heavenly Father, beyond their bodies, minds, and hearts, we pray for the spiritual protection of our leaders. We know that leadership is not just a physical task, it's spiritual warfare. The enemy loves to attack leaders because if a leader falls, many others stumble. Lord, cover them with the full armor of God. Clothe them in truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. Place your word in their mouths as the sword of the Spirit. Keep them from the snares of the evil one. Protect them from compromise. Surround them with godly counselors and remove those who would lead them astray. May their spirits stay anchored in you, even when storms rage. If they do not yet know you, Lord, reveal yourself to them. Draw them to Christ, the Good Shepherd, who leads with perfect love. Father God, we also know that leaders' families often face attacks. So we lift up their spouses, their children, and loved ones. Protect them from harm, from media attacks, from loneliness, from temptations, and from division. Let their homes be places of peace, not chaos. Give leaders wisdom to balance their responsibilities, serving the public without neglecting their families. Lord, we also ask for guidance for ourselves and how to keep praying for leaders. Sometimes we are quick to criticize, but slow to intercede. Sometimes we pray only for leaders we like or agree with, but you've told us to pray for all. Yes, even for our president. As I'm shaking my hand, forgive us for when we have failed to lift them up. Give us hearts that are faithful in prayer, not just when times are easy, but especially when times are hard. Teach us to pray with respect, not slander. Teach us to pray with compassion, not hatred. Teach us to pray with persistence, not giving up, when we don't see change right away. Remind us that our prayers matter, not because of our power, but because of yours. Lord God, we don't just pray for national leaders, but for local ones too. Bless our city officials, school principals, police officers, firemen, and judges. Protect our pastors, apostles, church leaders, deacons, and even kitchen helpers. Protect mothers and fathers who are leaders in their homes. Protect teachers who lead classrooms every day. Protect business owners and community organizers. Lord, every form of leadership is a sacred trust. Place your hand of protection on each one. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We believe you are our refuge and fortress, our God in whom we trust. As a group, we declare that you are sovereign over every leader and every nation. You hold their lives in your hands, so we rest in the assurance that when we pray for their protection, you hear and act accordingly to your will. Lord, guide us to keep standing in the gap for our leaders. Let us not grow weary in intercession. Let us not lose hope when we don't see instant results. Instead, let us stand firm, praying faithfully, believing you are at work behind the scenes. Dear God, protect our leaders. And it's hard for me to say this, but protect our president. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Keep their families safe, and above all, lead them into your truth so that they may lead others well. We offer this prayer as one people, with one voice, in the mighty name of Jesus, who is the ultimate shepherd, King, and Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, saints, for the pleasure and privilege of praying with you and for you. For those of you all that have to leave, that can't stay for the duration of our prayer session, may the peace of the Lord be with you, and I will turn it back over to our host.
Thank you, Minister Berry, for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way. Man, if there's anybody I would want to pray for protection, it would be you, because you cover everything and everybody, and you keep it real. And I thank you for what you contribute to this prayer line on a daily basis. Thank you so much for being a part of our prayer line. God bless you. All right, y'all, we're at the halfway mark. We had heard from Minister Bronson, and he said that there's no Greek, no Jew. We're all one in the body of Christ, cultural preservation, cultural preservation. Oh, wow. Come on, Mal, act right. All right, and Minister Berry, he talked on praying for our leaders. And his bullet points, he said, pray from faith, from love, and from truth. He said, pray mental protection over our leaders. Our leaders need prayer for what the attack of the enemy comes against their minds. He said, pray mental protection for them in the name of Jesus. And I like this one. I like this one right here. He said, don't be quick to criticize and slow to intercede. Is that right? I don't want to be quick to criticize and slow to intercede. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to pray for our leaders and stop criticizing them. Be quick to intercede for them in the name of Jesus, and slow to criticize them in the name of Jesus. All right, we're at a halfway mark. Some of you may have to leave, and we're asking you to sow a seed. If you be so inclined, you can do it at our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can text to give, GIVE, at 216-446-1209. That's GIVE. Text to give 216-446-1209. You could also give your offering at ekcministry.org. Upload your prayer requests there as well. And put in your GPS, guiding people to salvation. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go right ahead and let God use you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God is so good. He is greatly to be praised. Thank and praising God for another day. Thank and praising God for life, health, and strength. Thank you, praising God, for having the activity of our limbs, clothes, and our right mind. Thank you, praising God, how he protected us on last night to get up this morning to pray, to praise him, to lift him up, to be encouraging to our brothers and sisters in Christ. I was given the topic, health disparities, health care improvement. Oh, God. How I know this topic so well. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, recognizing that the precious gift of health is not shared equally by all peoples, and that many suffer from injustice within our healthcare system. We pray that you guide, inspire our leaders in our community and nation to act with compassion and wisdom, working to dismantle the barriers that prevent access to quality care for all. We're asking for your power, healing power, to the brokenness of the system, for an outpour of your grace upon those who move in the hearts of politics maker, administrators, caregivers, to prioritize the common good and human dignity above all else, fostering a culture which every person's life is valued as a gift. Bless our efforts, Lord, to be agents to change and to bring comfort and healing to those who are suffering. Grant us clarity of mind and courage of heart to speak out against injustice and to advocate for a future where health is equally for each person in our community and around the world. May the work we do, inspired by your love, reflect your desires for a world where every person have the opportunity to live a healthy and fullness of life. Lord, we sustain, Lord Jesus, and asking you today, God, that you would just touch and heal, God. Go by the different ones' bedside, God. Heal them and touch them in a mighty special way, God. Going to the hospitals, going to the nursing homes, God. Even going to hospice, because it's not over till God says it's over. Going to our homes, God, and continue to touch and heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for your healing virtue, Lord, of Mother Clark, God. How you healed her, bring her out the hospital, Lord, how she's at home now recovering, God. And each and every one that's on this line or anyone else, Lord, that's dealing with an illness or a sickness, God. Lord, we ask that you would just touch the minds of your peoples that work in the healthcare field, Lord Jesus, to show the compassion, show the love, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, have compassion and sympathy, Lord, for the peoples, Lord, and the family members that comes in there, Lord. As me as a healthcare provider over 31 years, Lord, I have stories after stories to share, Lord, of things that I had to endure personally in the healthcare field, Lord. And it's not just a job where you're getting paid a certain amount of money. It's not just a job where you wear a nice uniform, but it deal with your mental status. And, Lord, I just want to thank you and I'll praise you today, God, with this topic alone, Lord. It's personal to me, God, because it was my passion since I was 8 years old, Lord, to work in the healthcare field, to be a blessing to someone else, Lord. I had the compassion, but I met others that did not have the same compassion. I met nurses that told me, Tracy, I'm only here for the money. You have a good heart. You'll make it. I met doctors. I met different audience, different peoples that worked in the field, Lord Jesus, that didn't even have a heart for the patients, didn't have the heart for the peoples, God. But help us today to have that heart, because we're your children, God. We're supposed to show a difference, God. We're supposed to show the love and kindness and tender mercy, God, to your peoples. We're supposed to be the ones, Lord Jesus, in spite of how we're being treated, talked about and misused, God, on our jobs or wherever we may be, God, we still have to show the love of Christ. No, it's not always easy, God, but if that's something we can work on daily with ourselves, God, to bring our own self under suggestion, working on our own self, Lord, showing discipline to our own self, God, and letting self know, Lord, this is what you require of us, Lord, help us each and every day. And, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, how you have blessed this healthcare field, Lord, even though the nurses and the doctors, Lord Jesus, even though the STNAs, the home health aides, God, oh, God, the patients of advisors, Lord Jesus, even Lord Jesus, dealing with the mental health, God, there have been a task that is hardworking, overwhelming, God, the struggles, Lord Jesus, oh God, far as working overtime, Lord, being there, but no compassion, no love, Lord, have been shown, Lord Jesus, in the highest office, Lord Jesus, for the workers, Lord Jesus, no compensation of pay, Lord Jesus, oh God, but the hard work that was given, Lord, but the ones that truly had a heart to show their love and give their love to someone else, love us, God, we thank you. But the ones that's in there, Lord, that's not, that's trying to beat the system, Lord Jesus, trying to go around the corners instead of following what the rules and regulations is for what was required as the job, Lord. I ask that you would touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I talk to counselors, Lord Jesus. I talk to different, Lord Jesus, nurses and Lord Jesus. I even spoke to a doctor, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, on different aspects of healthcare, Lord Jesus, and just seeing just the struggle and times they go through, Lord Jesus, not only with their self and mental health, Lord, even dealing with their own family, Lord, even in the community, God. Oh, God, I'm just asking that you would just touch them, help them and strengthen them, God. Let them know, God, they need you, God, because we cannot do this job without you, Lord Jesus. Lord, this has been a struggle, Lord Jesus, for myself and I'm pretty sure for others, but when you have a compassion to do something that God put inside you, you have to do it with your whole heart. Lord, I'm just asking that you would just continue to bless us, strengthen us, and keep us, God, that we have that mind, God, to show that compassion and love to our loved ones. Even as me now, as a home caretaker for my dad, Lord, babysitting my two-year-old granddaughter, Lord Jesus, the ministry continued to go on. And that's what it is. It's a ministry from God that God has placed in us from the beginning of times, that you have instilled in us, God, and everyone that's on this line that have a loved one that they've taken care of, have took care of, Lord Jesus, they should understand and know, Lord Jesus, it's not about so much advance on what we can get out of it, but it's about being there for them and showing them love and compassion, Lord. It's not easy dealing with a loved one that deal with dementia or deal with schizophrenia or deal with, Lord Jesus, Alzheimer's, God. It's not easy to deal with a loved one, Lord Jesus, that have an anger issue, an anger problems, God, that lash out at you, God. Oh, God, but you continue to show us the love and put the love in us, God, that we continue to go forth, God, that we don't do what they do unto us, God, because we have to show the love, God. We have to show the compassion, God. We have to do what you require us to do if we're going to make it in, God. So I'm asking you to bless us, God, and strengthen us and help us on this day, God, that we can have the fullness of you, the fullness of you, God, the fullness of you, God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, anything that's in us that's not like you, God, any ill feelings, God, any unforgiveness, God, anything we have done to any loved ones, God, or even to ourselves, God, we ask for forgiveness, and we do better, God. Oh, God, it's your children, God, and being a blessing to someone else, God. Oh, God, help us on this day, God, as we go forth. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, for the ministers that went before me, God, that you would continue to strengthen them and bless them, God. And the topics we be giving to each and every prayer host and prayer lead, God, Lord, help us as we continue to go forward and bless our leader. Remember, Lord Jesus, Bishop Clark, Lord Jesus, and family as a whole, God, Lord, Pastor Lenore, God, Lord, continue to bless my leader and apostles in the name of Jesus. Help us on this day, God, as we be in health care for ourselves. We be the number one take care of ourselves because we go lacking with ourselves. We take care of everybody else, and we forget about ourselves. We realize when we go to the doctor, our cholesterol up, our high blood pressure, God, and things in our body not going well because we want to take care of our loved ones and ourselves. But teach us how to take care of ourselves. Teach us how to have care time for ourselves. Set aside some time for ourselves, Lord. Have some me time for ourselves and realize if we can't function and get ourselves together, we can't be a help to anyone else. So bless us, God. Keep us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify and I lift you up. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise, God. Oh, God, in your name I pray, I pray, I pray. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I have a couple of short stories I would like to share as being in the healthcare field. I was asking the Lord which stories he want me to share. And the Lord brought to me the time that that I was actually physically abused by a patient. And I just thank and praise God today. I never had a mentality of mind to retaliate back towards any patient that hit me, spit on me, slap me, or whatever they done. Lord, I knew that they was there for a purpose and a reason. And this one time, me and the nurse was in there, and we actually changing the one client, and she had this Duoderm patch. If anybody know about that, it's very thick, and she had to put it on her bottom. Well, the nurse decided not to actually be nice enough to take it off her bottom in a nicey way. She decided to snatch it off her bottom. Well, in the midst of me trying to help me out, Tracy, in the midst of me trying to just touch her hands, not hold her down, why the nurse do that, never knew that she snatched it off, so I looked up. Well, the patient smacked me in my face. Well, at that time, I was wearing my glasses, and she hit me in my eye so bad that the nurse never did put an incident report. She never checked on me or anything. It took another nurse to say, what's going on? And I told her they had to send me across the street to Hillcrest Emergency and say my eyes had a contusion. It was bruised from inside. And I thank God that I didn't have glasses breaking in my eye. And as we as healthcare workers, we can be abusive to one another. We can show anger to one another. We can show jealousy and envy to one another. But it's just so sad that we can't come together to be there for one another. And I thank and praise God for just giving me this opportunity time to pray on this right now in the name of Jesus. I want to thank and praise God also that I had another incident where I was hired at this job on the west side. And at the time, when my younger age, in the 20s, I was catching a bus, and I interviewed, got the job on the spot, and the lady said, this time, Tracy, before we can find your assignment, can you just go help feed? I said, sure, no problem. So I went to go help feed this one client, and as the miss and me go to feed her, she started pinching me. And I said, ma'am, why are you pinching me? She said, I'm going to get you before you get me. And I just asked God for us to just to pray, to show love, show compassion, because God see this. Somebody said to me yesterday something, and the way it was like, if you do this, you'll get away with it. I said, you never get away with it because God see you. So I'm asking us today that we be a blessing to help one another, our family members, even someone we see in the stores, our seniors, even if we see someone in the hospital that need their help, because we all need help. There's no title that's big enough, small enough to stop us from doing what God has called us to do. And I just want to thank God for this time, for being able to pray, to share my stories, and I hope I encourage someone. At this time, I turn this prayer service back over to the hand of Minister Andre. God bless everyone.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Tracy, you certainly have encouraged me. Thank you for the behind-the-scenes look at what goes on in the healthcare field, both the good and the bad. You are me and Bishop's heroes, and we thank you for your compassion, your heart to serve. If I end up in a healthcare facility, I pray that someone that is in that field has a heart like yours. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for telling us that we have to take care of ourselves and coming to, if we want to help someone else, our mental and physical health is very important as well. Thank you so much. We are praying on this prayer line this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your last prayer lead. Thank you, Lord. I've been given the assignment to pray what's on my heart. Y'all keep me in your prayers. I'm dealing with some stuff going on with my body this morning. But we're going to go on in the name of Jesus at this time. I'm going to read some scriptures coming from the NIV. And my first scripture reading will come from Galatians, the 5th chapter, 22nd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Matthew 13, starting at verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, we will tell the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them into bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. I like that part, my barn. Revelation 3:15-16. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify the hearts and minds of all those that believe. We are asking for your prayers for those that are on our prayer list. We're asking for your prayers for Mother Miriam Payne. She's going to be utilized on Saturday. All our mothers, we're asking for your prayers for them. We're asking for your prayers for the police officers that were killed, the three police officers that were killed yesterday, serving a warrant in Pennsylvania. And it was two others that were critically injured. They're in the hospital right now. So we're asking you to keep them in your prayers at this time. Sometimes I feel maybe the National Guard is needed in some of these areas that are so violent and so dangerous, to help to assist the police in serving these wars. These people are armed with all kind of assault weapons that can do such harm to people these days. So they need some extra help in enforcing the law today. So keep them in your prayers. Keep them in your prayers as you go throughout the day. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. My wife and my anniversary is coming up I got this, babe. I got this, babe. Trust me. Let me minister in my location. But this Sunday, it's been 6 years, and I thank God for her, and she's everything that I ever prayed for, and I truly thank God for not letting none of the words that I spoke over her fall to the ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. What's on my heart this morning? How will we be remembered? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for giving us the fruits of the Spirit in our lives, Lord. I pray that we that are on this prayer line be remembered for having your fruit on our trees. When someone comes to us and move away the leaves, they can see your fruit, Lord. They can see your fruit of love, of joy, of peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gratefulness, and self-control, Lord. I pray that they remember us from having those characteristics in our lives, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you continue to help us to cultivate these attributes in our lives, that someone can come and take a bite off of us and see your goodness and feel your love and understand your joy that we have because of you, Lord. We ask that you just have your way in our lives, Lord. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the many gifts, Lord, that you put in the body, Lord, that helps to build us up, one another, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us a desire to want to help somebody today, Lord, to know you better, to get closer to you, to understand your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're working in each and every one of our lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the power that you've given us to forgive our enemies, to pray, as Minister Berry said, for those that we really wouldn't want to pray for. But we thank you, Lord, that it's not about us, it's about you. And about showing them how much you love them, Lord Jesus, and how much you are willing to sacrifice that they come to you and turn their lives over to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that you put in our path to minister to. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for where you showing us where we may have fallen short. I'm thinking about that particular guy testified about at the gas station. I could have did more in ministering to him. I could have took more time to tell him about the prayer of salvation. But I was thinking about my parking space. I didn't want nobody to take my parking space. So I left a little bit with him when I could have took time and prayed with him and really ministered to him about the plan of salvation. Lord, help us to do better in these times, Lord. Help us to see where we can plant and take more time with people and show them the way to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to get self out the way, Lord. Lord, for we know, Lord, that time is getting short, Lord Jesus. People are being easily deceived today, easily deceived, Lord. But you have given us, Lord, the way to salvation. You have shown us the truth, Lord. You have given us under shepherds, Lord Jesus, that feed us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord Jesus. You have given us your spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said, your sheep know your voice, Lord. And another person we won't follow, Lord. Lord, help us to discern and know your voice today, Lord. Through all the chatter that's going forth, through all the false prophets and false teachers and false preachers, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to have that personal relationship with you where we know your voice, Lord Jesus, from any other voice out there, Lord Jesus. Help us to take the time to pray and fast and meditate in your word, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us into all truth, Lord. We trust in you today, Lord Jesus. You're in control no matter what it looks like. No matter how confusing it is, Lord Jesus, you are in control, Lord. Help us to hear your voice, Lord Jesus. Help us to know you when you call us, Lord Jesus. Help us to be ready when you come, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can hear your voice today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our bishop, Lord. We thank you for the word that's in his mouth, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you've given him words to feed us on a daily basis. We thank you for the platform that he's created for us, Lord, that we can come to you. We can gather together on one accord, Lord, and come to you, Lord Jesus, with all our problems, Lord, with all our needs, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus, that we know that you are the great provider today, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for how you feed us, Lord, how you settle our minds, Lord Jesus, how we can rest in you. We thank you, Jesus, for the miracles that you're working in each and every one of our lives, Lord. We thank you for watching over our families, Lord. Above all, Lord, protect our children, Lord, from any harm and any danger, Lord, that may be coming. Lord, we know judgment is coming, Lord Jesus. We want to be ready, Lord Jesus. We want to be hot, Lord Jesus. We don't even want to be cold today, Lord. We want to be hot, Lord Jesus. Somebody asked me at my job today, why was I wearing my jumpsuit? It's so hot. It's so hot. I said, I'm all right. I said, because I know it's going to get cold later on, and I want to be hot when it gets cold. In the name of Jesus, judgment is coming, but I want to be on fire for you, Lord, when it comes, Lord. They said they wanted to be cold. They'd rather be cold. Not me. I pray that nobody else on this prayer line want to be cold or lukewarm. I pray that they want to be hot and on fire for you, Lord Jesus. For you're going to come and gather the wheat, Lord Jesus. You're going to separate the wheat from the tares, Lord. You know who belongs to you, Lord. We want to be the ones that belong to you, Lord, when that time comes, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are making us more like you every day, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everybody that you've given us, Lord, to teach us and guide us and show us the right way, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bless, Lord Jesus, all those that are on this prayer line. Continue, Lord, to stir them up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, stir us up for you, Lord Jesus. Let our motives be right. In the name of Jesus, help us to comfort one another, Lord Jesus. Help us to show love to one another, Lord Jesus. And help us to forgive one another, Lord. And those that have fallen away, Lord Jesus, help us to go out and find them and get them and try to compel them to come back. Help us to take time, Lord Jesus, to do your work, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity right now, Lord, to lift up your name, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you this morning, Lord, for you are worthy, Lord, and we glorify you this morning, Jesus, for you have made the way and you have given us the victory to stand. The stand is for you, Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus, as we go our separate ways from this prayer line, but not from your presence, Lord. Help us continue to listen to your voice, Lord, in the dark places that we may go, Lord. Help us to be able to hear you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for our discernment today, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy and the peace that you've given each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on, I messed up something here. Did I cut everybody off? Wait a minute. Did I disconnect? Wait a minute. Okay. All right, I got you. Let me All right, everyone. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too as well. Great to meet you.
All right, District Clock is coming on right now. Go over to the YouTube station. And God bless everyone.
God bless.
Thank you for the prayer, Minister Andre.
Felice, I'm going to go through last night's lesson, but I'm just about to send you these verses. I didn't get a chance to organize them, which is the rest of chapter 14. And we're going to play the chapter so the chapter can be read. Okay? Felice, you already have verse 1 through 9. You got that from yesterday. What? But it's not. It's not plugged up. It's not powered. The other laptop out of power.